Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pete in Babylon. What's going on, Pete?
What's going on, guys? How we doing, all right?
All right, yeah, Pete, what's going on?
Listen, I can't take this team anymore, honestly. They're torturing me. Every year, they're 0-2. They're like the Mets now. I'm a Mets fan. They're inept. They're horrible. Now it's going to be, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be 3-7 and go, hey, if we win 8 in a row, we got a shot at the playoffs. Like, every year, it's a horror show. They lose Saquon. He scores a million touchdowns. We got a terrible quarterback. Now we lose a game because we have no kicker. I mean, it's just, this organization has become a joke. They're horrible. They're embarrassing. I can't take it anymore. Another 0-2 start, another season, gone, over. I can't.
We told you we want to get some, some rants out there from other markets that are not living as good as us. You look back. Look over there and say, like, Giants fans, that's tough. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. That's my former home, Joe. Giants fandom.
Thankful that you're not in that anymore? It's not going well.
I did leave and they won 2 Super Bowls. As that.
Yeah, they were against New England, though. You still enjoy those.
That's also correct.
Yeah.
You were right about
just
that.
Just maybe for different reasons than you would have in another alternate universe.
But yeah, living over here is great. And then we have a Carolina one as well. The Carolina Panthers, of course, have benched Bryce Young. This is from Panthers Playbook, one of their podcasts. This is a little less doom and gloom and a little you'll notice this tone, Bills fans. I believe the word is exasperation.
I don't think anyone realized the leash was 2 games. It's like, man, is he really that bad with all the investment? Like, when you put that much resources in to get a guy, you give him as many chances as possible. But he clearly showed, I don't know if Dave Canales, I don't know if those guys just kind of proved the point, like, hey, you know what? Like, this guy can't do it. Dude has zero confidence, won't push the ball down the field, can't throw the ball downfield. And when he does, gets intercepted. And it's unfair to the rest of the team if that guy is holding you back and you don't do something about it. It's unfair to the rest of your team. It's not fair to Deontay Johnson. It's not fair to Adam Thielen. It's not fair to Chuba Hubbard. It's not fair to Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. It's not fair to any of those guys if the quarterback stinks.
Yeah. And then went on to say, it's got to be the worst trade in NFL history.
You know, there's a lot of people claiming they have the worst trade in NFL history right now, isn't there? You're hearing that about the Bryce Young trade.
Okay.
You have heard that about the Russell Wilson trade.
The Deshaun Watson trade.
And the Deshaun Watson trade.
All right. Fair.
What's worse, the Watson trade or the Young trade?
The Watson trade's the worst one. By a mile. The Watson trade's the worst trade. You brought in a terrible person and gave him $230 million and gave a bunch of stuff. Like, that's by far the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd go with that one. Bryce Young, you know what? I am eager and interested to see a little bit more of, you know what? Carolina does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. Get him out of there and try something. Whether that's the Giants, the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
He was good at playing the position, and the league is better than ever at tailoring an offense for a young quarterback, for a rookie quarterback. If Bryce Young is this bad, he's the worst number one pick since who? Oh, careful. Baker is not a complete bust.
All right.
Baker can play. Oh, wait. Darnold, maybe he's not a complete bust.
Mm-hmm.
He's looked good in two games in Minnesota. The era of this guy can't do it, it's not like it's gone, but
it's almost gone, maybe.
It's not.
One other guy. You know who the one other guy is? That wasn't number one, but he was pretty close. Trey Lance.
Yes.
That's the other one. He was third overall, and he just can't. He's not an NFL player.
That's right. Now.
But that's it, right?
But it used to be that you'd be littered with so many guys couldn't adjust to the pro style. Now, college and pro offenses, you get so much overlap. I wouldn't want to be betting my money on Bryce Young, but I would love to see him get shifted somewhere else and watch it work.
Is anybody going to do that, though? Like, you know, the thing about some of these Darnolds, right? Like, or, I don't know. Well, I guess Zach Wilson's maybe not going to get another shot at this. Here's Justin Fields getting another shot. Trubisky, right? Trubisky got another starting opportunity. Just to even get one of those where you're a bridge guy, just like someone wants to get another look at you. Don't you have to flash something? Like, Darnold flashed a little bit. You saw the arm talent, at least, I think, when he was a Jet. I went to a Bills-Jets game once where I was sitting in the end zone where Darnold threw an amazing pass over the top to Robbie Anderson in a game where the Jets won it late. Like, you saw maybe a play or two here where, like, okay, there's that arm talent that got him drafted there. Bryce Young's not flashing anything. What has he made a single impressive play since he's been in the NFL?
Have you seen a highlight?
Have you seen a highlight of his?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen a single highlight of his. Where are those? Cherry pick them. Give me just the good plays. Where are they? Because if those don't exist, I don't know if anybody will even want to put him in. What was Trubisky for the Steelers? Let's put him in while we have a first-round rookie behind him, and let's see how it goes.
Trubisky had a 24-touchdown season with a playoff appearance.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, maybe that's part of the point, though. That's usually about as bad as it goes now for
Bryce Young did throw 11 touchdowns last year to 10 picks. So it's gone worse. It's gotten worse with Dave Canales. It is a new coach. He's on the second coach in 2 years. It's going worse.
Yeah.
Year one... It was 2,800 yards, 11 touchdowns to 10 picks, a quarterback rating of 73.
Yeah, QBR of 6.5 on Sunday, though. They're showing that.
That's not so good. That's not so good. Mo in New Jersey as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Be careful throwing that idea out. Like, I think there's a handful of coaches that can get the best out of Bryce Young, whatever that may be. And McDaniel may be one of those guys, and who knows if he ends up in Miami and, you know, he gets better. It can happen, but that's not why I called. You guys, last segment, we're talking about our players that we should lock up. And I love having these conversations. I love when it's our players that we draft that we can think about signing, you know, for that next contract and beyond. You know, at the top of that list for me is going to be Shakir and Benford. I think Benford doesn't get enough recognition for what he does. And I think Rasul Douglas is also up for a contract at the end of this year. I don't know what the plan is with him, but for all of the good stuff that these guys, our coaches and our scouts, do with the secondary, you know, Jamarcus Ingram, he came in, he's played well. Cam Lewis replacing Karen Johnson, you love that. But I just, for the life of me, can't understand how a guy we drafted in the first round, Kyron Elam, gets 6 snaps against the Miami Dolphins. Like, to me, the writing is on the wall. It's over for him, at least here in Buffalo. You know, maybe somebody else can make something of him. But it's just, it baffles me how we can find this talent later in the draft. But, like, this one guy who I thought was going to come in and, you know, essentially push Trey White for the number one cornerback spot, he can't get on the field.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
I think for me, where we're at with Elam, after having especially a very good training camp by most accounts, I think where we are with Elam is he's got two guys in front of him that don't come off the field. That you never have a reason to take off the field. So, I'm not telling you he isn't a bust, but if he has developed right now, new secondary coach, and maybe figured some things out in the scheme better, if he is more mature as a player, whatever it is, if he's sitting there on the bench right now, a better football player than he was 2 years ago, and a player right now that is capable of starting at corner for the Buffalo Bills, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it, and you're not going to find out unless there's an injury, because there's no reason to take Christian Benford or Rasul Douglas off the field. That's where they're at with Kyer Elam, is I don't know if he's gotten better, because I don't need to know. I've got two guys in front of him that are great. So will he go somewhere else? He might. I think there's a very good chance of that. He's got good numbers even when he's been on the field. So if the Bills let him walk, which I would expect they would after, what, next season? They won't pick up the fifth-year option. He'll probably go get an opportunity somewhere else, and it might go well. And I'll sit here not caring because they have Christian Benford and Rasul Douglas.
Well,
maybe by then, actually, Douglas.
I was going to say, like, you might not have that much time. Let's play the game on Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer and play it on Rasul Douglas.
Because he's 30?
Yeah.
And he's in the final year of a contract?
He's not a guy that wins with speed or athleticism. He wins with smarts, right? Like, that's that was the book on him when he came here. I mean, he does not have a contract extension. He's on the final year of a deal, right?
That might be right.
So
that might be right.
You might be holding on to Elam, keep going in the right direction, and then it's Benford and Elam
next year.
Yeah,
that might be right. That's right.
You could also extend Douglas, and maybe that happens soon. But
yeah,
they got a spot there that's not filled in yet for next year.
But for now, I don't feel like I need to see him.
Yeah. 803-0550. Thanks, Mo, for the phone call. A lot of good calls today.
Yeah.
How about it? We're just hanging out, you know? It's football season. It's so great to be football season.
You said this earlier, maybe it was even before the show, that today kind of feels like an off-season day because we're so long in between these games.
Yeah.
I don't like Thursday night for this.
I would like to coin this as like a snake schedule. Because
snake schedule. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the Bills and the Chiefs have been playing snake schedule games. Uh-huh. Chiefs play, Bills play twice.
Right.
Chiefs play twice. Then the Bills will play. Does it happen again? When's the Chiefs next? Is it possible the Bills and the Chiefs have a snake schedule going on right now?
Well, I don't think the Bills play on Thursday Night Football again. The Bills play on Monday, though. Right?
Yes. And
so
next,
technically we'll be talking Bills, but Monday morning we technically could react to a Chiefs game, and a Bills game still hasn't happened for one day.
Right, but hold on. Work with me here. So the Chiefs have just played will play two games between the Bills.
Yes.
Two games. Then the Chiefs play.
After the Bills play two games between the Chiefs two games.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So after the Bills play Monday night.
Yeah.
The Chiefs don't. Wait, the Bills play on Sunday night.
Bills play Monday night.
No, the next week.
The next week. Right.
I got my brain's starting to melt.
Hold on. So
go with me here.
So we went Chiefs, Bills twice.
Chiefs twice. Bills Monday night. And then Bills is Sunday night. Next week, and the Chiefs don't play after that. No, they play at 4:25.
So it goes back. 29. It'll go back.
It's a regular schedule. All I was right, just right. Say, like,
so this, we do get back there.
If eventually. We're doing two Chief games in between every two Bills,
okay.
All right. Hey, delete that. That whole segment, my brain hurt too much. Let's not put. Don't put that on demand.
We're just.
You know
just
what
put
I was getting at?
A giant beep in the middle. Like, just nobody will ever know what happened.
The microphone's cut out.
Yeah.
Guys got a little too deep into scheduling. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. Week 2 NFL thread. We've got our NFL team tiers. Just as everyone predicted, the three best teams in football, according to Ben Baldwin, are the Bills, Chargers, and Saints.
In a power ranking?
NFL, you know, the week tiers of the EPA per play for offense and defense. Your three best teams. Saints, Chargers, Bills.
Okay.
Bills have the second best offense. Arizona's number three.
Pretty good.
By the way, Kyler Murray highlights this week.
Oh, they're insane.
Kyler Murray was not just throwing to open dudes. Kyler Murray was dropping dots all over the field. And they play in Detroit.
The best play I saw this week was him scrambling around in the backfield, making three Ram linemen miss. They had a clock on it in ESPN. 8.6 seconds.
Was that the throw to the tight end?
And then he threw it to the tight end, who still wasn't even like wide open. He still had to make a really good pass.
Have you seen the freeze frame of that?
No.
Kyler Murray on that throw, the tight end's name is Higgins, I think.
Elijah Higgins.
On that play, he does the Steph Curry where he turns away and celebrates before the catch.
No.
The ball's still in the air.
No.
And Kyler is looking the other way and pointing for a touchdown. He's doing the ball is not yet caught, and he has turned around and signaled touchdown. Pretty cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
I hadn't seen that. Okay, cool. give him all the Player of the Week awards.
Yes. Although Marvin Harrison Jr. might win Offensive Player of the Week. Jamarcus Ingram and James Cook. Let's go for the sweep. 803-0550. And the Washington kicker is going to win it. I'm pretty confident there. Extendo Sports, let's get a look at next week's games. There's a lot of good ones. A lot of intrigue in the schedule. We'll run through it quick next.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.